Yeah! How about that, Al? A weekend is right here. We got Ask Slee today. We've got a weekend full of football. The Lakers are playing, and maybe they'll put you in a better mood. Maybe they'll make it worse. I don't know. I'm not quite sure where you are on that, but it's a pretty good day to be here, right?
Yeah, I want to go right back to the box score against the Kings 48 hours ago. Points in the paint. They gave up 72.
Break it down.
And, you know, you'd have thought almost 36 hours after the game, everything, the waters have calmed.
Calmed. Look, what's okay. What happened? Let me ask you. Are you okay? Like, you yesterday, by the end of the show, I felt like you were in a better spot. By the end of the show, I thought you'd kind of come around. You were Alan Sliwa again, you know, affable, agreeable, nice guy to be around, easy hang. Because at the beginning, you were like, you were a different version of yourself. Are you back to regular old Al?
I think so, but let me give, you got to add more context to the story.
I was going to get there. Yeah. go ahead. You do it.
So right now, you know about inflation and then the ships in Long Beach.
Supply chain. Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to keep using that every time. They trigger me. Lakers are a very, very trigger topic for me, okay? So there are going to be times, like let's use Saturday night as an example. We don't have a show Sunday. Mm-hmm. So there will be some time if the Lakers lose at Denver and we get back to Monday that the dust has settled a little bit. But if you expect me to do a Wednesday night Lakers game against Sacramento, do post-game show till 11 or 11:30, and not come on heated the next day, you just wait until the season continues to progress. It might get a little worse.
So
you know?
We'll see. I kind of am getting a different vibe. I'd never really thought of it like this, but you're right. Like sometimes we don't have a show the day after one of the games. Look, the graveyard for the Lakers this season has been Fridays, right? That's been the place where they just, you know, they put their worst losses of the
you
season.
You can hide yourself a little bit
right.
better.
But you can't. You have to do these shows no matter what. I'm wondering if, like, Lady Slee, like, when she sees the Lakers are down by 18 in the fourth quarter, if she says, you know, I'm going to go for a drive. I don't want to hear Alan railing at me about Malik Monk and points in the paint for the next hour and a half. I'm just going to take a drive. I'm going to get a coffee. I'm just going to let him decompress after this whole thing.
Yeah, you're going to need a quick second. By the way, but this is not just me. Isn't this what makes sports sports? Can I ask you a quick question?
Go ahead.
Well, of course I can because we have 3 hours to talk. when the Rams play on Monday night, if they come out with a win and now all of a sudden, and on top of that, San Francisco beat the Cowboys, and now you can avoid going to Lambeau, just from your heart of hearts, don't you feel a little different on Tuesday morning? Is that safe to say?
I want to say yes, but no.
Okay. Okay. I don't believe you. I don't believe you all the way.
There are a couple of those that fall into that category. I'm just glad that you did some self-care. You know, that's one of those things. Emily, this is your generation of people that do self-care, right? Like my generation was blow off steam. Like I need to get right all over again. I was doing chores around the house yesterday, right? I was cleaning up the kitchen and doing stuff and my phone goes ding. Go over and check my phone, and I look at it, and Alan Sliwa has sent you a text. And I'm like, oh, okay. And it says, are you going to judge me? And I said, no, I'm not going to judge you. And then I look at the picture, and you were having a nice cocktail at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, judge you? I think more of you right now than ever before. I like that you just decided, you know, I'm going to take this upon myself. I'm going to get this right. I'm going to just kind of put myself back in the right frame of mind.
Well, no, but I told you guys during the show. I mean, I think even when we ended, I said bourbon 9 times. Bourbon sounded good. Not at 10 a.m. Not at 10.
I suppose. Let's go.
I don't want to come off like that, but I knew that as the day progressed, I didn't have a Lakers game. I don't have a Lakers game tonight either. So why not have a little bourbon, watch a little bit of the Bucks and the Warriors? Why not have, kind of kick back and chill, order some food? Yeah, you get one of those nights every once in a while.
Was it one? Did you double up? Did you have a second one? Did you just power through the night? Did you just turn it into a lost evening? Just two.
Nothing crazy.
Did you
just
add some Prosecco and some IPAs on top of that, too? Because that's a good night for me, honestly.
Yeah,
so.
And the Emily approach is never a good approach, where you try four different things and four different drinks. That's a bad deal. But just two, Al, that's some self-discipline. I'm impressed.
Two bourbons. Yeah, it was good. Good. Right. Just two. Now that might have been little healthy pores, but that's fine.
Okay, that's different. I'm not gonna get into your.
There's a big difference between saying, you know, I had two beers, where you know exactly what two beers is, versus two bourbons, and you're making your own.
You
drink.
Had two Dodger Stadium tumblers full of bourbon. That's what you had along. But you know, you mentioned you turned on the Bucks and the Warriors last night, and the Bucks smashed the Warriors. It got me thinking about something, and yeah. I did a little homework. I was thinking, okay, where is the Laker blowout? Like, where are the Lakers going to blow people out? And you may know this because you're super new. Do you know the biggest margin that the Lakers have won a game by this season?
I'm off the top of my head. Is it Portland?
It is Portland.
Portland game.
It is Portland, and it was by 33. They won the game by 33. They've also beaten Sacramento by 25. Mm-hmm. Okay, there are a couple other ones that were in the high teens, but Portland and Sacramento. And it just kind of started going through it, like, okay, when do they – because I'm looking for that little piece of light, right?
I'll
tell
you when.
That little thread of – hey, right there. That I just yep. – even if it was just one game and they went out and lost the next three, like if they went out and played the Warriors and beat the Warriors by 14 points and looked great doing it, it would be one of those, hey, listen, I understand nothing's gone right. I understand they're 500. I understand that Russell Westbrook hasn't fit in super great. I understand that the rotations are – all of those things. But look, that right there, if we can just find a way to recapture that a few times in a short series, they got a chance. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, they don't have one. They don't. And the only way – you know, you're saying you're looking for that little bit of light.
Yeah.
This is what I think every Laker fan's going to look for as we continue to progress through the season. And it's either one or two things are going to happen. Either that light will get a little brighter or it will get darker. When Anthony Davis comes back, whenever that is, you're either going to feel like, okay, hey, that was a good win right there. Wow, that was a nice home game where the place was rocking and you won by 16 against Utah or Denver. I'm just using, you know, some teams in the West. We don't have to go the elite of the elite. Just some teams out there that are good teams that you feel like, okay, hey, that was a good W. That was a good W. That light will start to come brighter when AD's back, or that light will start to get dimmer because AD's back and they're still not having any of those. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I think that's not – All-Star break, what are we? What's today? What's the date today?
14.
The 16th is your last game in February before the All-Star break.
Got a month.
Let's say you don't even have Anthony Davis back. Let me be ultra conservative here. He doesn't come back until after the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. So basically then what we're saying is, in order to see if they have those types of games that maybe, you know what, it doesn't matter where they're going to be in the seeding, they're going to be a tough out, you're basically asking that probably doesn't happen until March.
It's a long way away. I mean, it's that is.
You got all these road games in January.
The playoffs start the next month, right? Playoffs. We're back to normal schedule where they start in the middle of April. So that's a way to go. So here's the other thing that's going on this weekend, Al. Mm-hmm. It is wild card weekend. We got two football games tomorrow, three on Sunday, and one on Monday night.
I don't even know what to do.
This is on the short list of best weekends of the year, right? But it's not number one, right? That weekend that is in the spring where you have the Final Four, you have the Masters, you have all those things. There's that weekend in the fall where you have the World Series, the start of the NFL season, the NBA is going. There's a couple of other weekends that are, because this is just NFL football.
So this is, I think the March has, the whole April final, I think I've lost all that. I don't think I care even.
Really?
Yeah.
You're
really
totally
don't.
Out on the, well, you're not a golf guy. I always forget the Masters doesn't do it for you.
No, that's not going to do it for me. And I used to, I mean, it's funny, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, Bryce looked so forward to March Madness. I don't know what's happened, and maybe this is just
You don't know any of the players, and neither do I, and neither does anybody else. There's no rooting interest. It's just a bunch of guys. It literally
regular
is the
season
same.
Doesn't mean anything.
It's like going down to the Y. You don't know who's playing. What do I care? If you went down to the Y or LA Fitness or 24 Hour or whatever, and there are a bunch of guys wearing Kentucky jerseys, do you care? That's what you're looking at.
Every time you say it, I already have my hands on my knees and I'm breathing hard like I was playing at the Y. Best weekends, best sports weekend. I'll tell you what, if it's not this weekend, it's pretty damn close. It's pretty damn close. And you guys know how much I love the NBA. Just love the NBA. Mm. Yeah, there's something
about
– there's something about – NFL playoffs weekend. You wake up and it's like, all right, we're a couple hours away from Raiders and the Bengals. Then you get Buffalo and New England, right? I think that's the later game on Saturday.
Yep.
Then let me line up three games on Sunday for you, and then now we'll throw out something a little bit different, which is a Monday night football game.
No, I can't wait for Monday night. There's the Cowboys and, by the way, Rams fans. I need you to put aside your personal animosities, right? I need you to be a 49er fan this weekend. You need to be a Philadelphia Eagles fan this weekend, because if either of those two teams win,
but don't sell your tickets to the Niners.
If you have season tickets to the Cowboys, by all means, sell them to the Niners, right? If you want to fill up Jerry World with 49er fans, be my guest. But look, the Rams'
it's a huge deal.
If you can skip the Packers for one more week, that is great news. Because, look, this is crazy. We mentioned this yesterday. We're exactly where we were a year ago, and arguably in an even more precarious situation. Because here's what was happening a year ago.
Okay.
A year ago, you're going into the playoffs, and everyone that was a Rams fan, everyone that was a Rams coach, front office executive, member of the organization knew, hey, listen, we're kind of limited by our
only going to get so far.
Yep. We've got a governor on this thing of how far we can get because our quarterback is unreliable. Okay. And I think that it was pretty obvious that everybody felt the same way. They got to the second round of the playoffs, and then very, very quickly they moved on and they made the deal for Matthew Stafford. What's different? What's different right now? Because the exact same thing is set up for
Monday night. It's different.
How? If anything, it's worse, Sal.
If anything, it's worse
because if this breaks down on Monday,
yep.
And even if it breaks down a week from now against the Packers next weekend or against whoever else they might play, you're exactly where you were before, only everyone's a year older and you're two picks lighter. It's actually worse.
The difference is that, well, we can point the finger over there, and that's why we didn't get this far, and this is the reason why we only can get, you know, this is our ceiling. It's different because you traded two first-round picks and a third-round pick. It's different because the expectations now are much different than they were a year ago, but the position that you're in is the exact same. It's a lot different, right, Trav? And I think all I was doing when I'm saying it's different is it's different in all those reasons that actually make it more critical, that make it more negative if you don't win, which, you know, and if you get eliminated – the worst thing is you get eliminated this week or this Monday. That's the worst thing. But the difference is when you get eliminated or if you get eliminated this year, you don't have that scapegoat to go to like you did last season.
ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. What is my voice going to sound like on Tuesday morning if that happens? If it's, oh, Matthew Stafford, under normal circumstances, is it going to be, oh, my God, man.
Take the day off.
You might never hear from me again. That may be somewhere to go. He talked, and he says, you know what? It's all good. I couldn't disagree more. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Don't forget, there's no better way to start your weekend than with an Ask Slee, which is coming up about a half an hour from right now. So you can send them to me at Travis Rogers. You can send them to Alan at Alan Sliwa. Hashtag them Ask Slee. And, of course, you can call 877-710-ESPN. One of my favorite things on Ask Slee Days, Al, is when I sit down into my laptop, usually around 7, a couple minutes before, a couple minutes after, something like that. Mm-hmm. Fire my laptop open, check my email, and then I go to TweetDeck is how I look at Twitter. How many Ask Slees have I already gotten that day before the day starts? And when there's more than a couple of handfuls, I know we're going to have a good day.
It's a good day.
And today we have more than a couple of handfuls. I'm going to need you to start getting in the frame of mind about your favorite fruits, about your favorite eyebrow, There's a lot of questions that are coming up, so I just don't want to catch you off guard. You need to be thinking in those terms.
I'm ready. Yeah, you have trained me on Astley the way it was in the beginning to where it is now, and I know this probably bothers you. It's almost soothing. Yeah, it's almost soothing, more comfortable. You know, the whole thing. Yeah.
You know what it is? It's like a workout, right? Mm-hmm. When you haven't worked out in a while, working out is hard.
Why do you say that to me? Don't.
That first run, that first time you go to the gym, that first time you lift weights in a while, you know that your body is just going to be banged up like crazy for a few days.
Like Eric Weddle.
Right. And then you're miserable to go back into it for the next couple of days. And that's why it's so hard to get started. But once you get back in the routine, once you've done that run a few times,
you're almost
looking forward to it, Al. It's like, yeah, you know, I didn't get to do any ass sleaze yesterday. Yep. I think today's the day. Let's do it. Maybe you kind of want to do two ass sleaze. Now, should we add Thursdays? Should we add Thursdays to ass sleaze?
No. Taylor has a piece of the show, and you let Taylor do his thing.
I'm not saying we can't do both. I'm just saying we could add Ask Slee.
You know what's funny is when we came back from the holidays, you know how you were saying, like, oh, I'm so ready, and I think it was a Monday. I want to say it was like January 3rd. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and eat a second. Let me slowly kind of work my way back in here. It's a perfect example you're talking about at the gym. I think I said this, I don't know, maybe a month ago. Play 2-on-2, and then it was 3-on-3. And it's like everybody who was playing was all in the exact same position of nobody's been playing through COVID. It just there hasn't been nearly as many games as before. And there was a time where I'm like, guys, the score is 6-6. We've been playing for a half hour, and we're just trying to go to 11. What do you think? You know, we call this a draw.
Next bucket wins. Don't have to win by two. Let's get out of here. All right, so the question was asked of Eric Weddle. Raheem Morris calls him, DC for the Rams. Raheem Morris says, you're not fat and out of shape, are you? That was a question that Weddle was asked by Raheem Morris. If I called you and said, you're not fat and out of shape, are you? What's the response, Al?
I wouldn't respond back. I literally would not text back. I wouldn't call back. If that's the call that came in, then I would just say, hey man, I'm on a conference call right now. Let's catch up down the road. And then that would be it.
The correct answer for me would be, yeah, I am. Thanks for checking in, coach. Good luck Monday. I'll be watching. Enjoy the game. I'm not come back to the NFL after 2 years out. That seemed never mind going back to the gym for the first time in 2 years. My goodness, Eric.
You know what's crazy to see some of these athletes. This is how they're wired, right? You have some athletes that once they retire, that's it. They're done. They're going to probably be out of shape. They're moving forward. But there's some athletes. I remember Kobe a couple years after he retired, I'm like, how does he look like he's in better shape than he was playing? They're wired that way. That's how they'll be. You ever see Deion Sanders? Like I look at
great.
Deion sometimes. I'm like, Deion, you look like you could go play tomorrow for the Miami Dolphins.
Look, you don't have to go to Deion. You can keep it right here. Kobe is the perfect example. There are two routes. There's Kobe and there's Shaq.
Yep.
Those are the two ways that you go. There is Shannon Sharp, and there's Kendrick Perkins.
It's Charles Barkley.
Right. There are two ways to go in this thing. You either continue to look great or you decide, you know what, I've worked out every day of my entire life. Yeah, I will have that second hamburger. I will have that second bottle of wine. Yeah, bring it over here. I don't have to go run up and down a 94-foot sheet of wood for the next 3 hours.
That's over.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm gonna. Okay. I've earned this fourth.
How about this story? Have you ever heard? This was just so baller to hear this when I first heard it. Floyd Mayweather never trains because he's always training. So let me kind of explain what that means. There was a time where he was asked, like, hey, how are you preparing for this fight? He's like, I never stop training.
Right.
So when I'm done with a fight, I would continue training so that by the time another fight was scheduled, there was no, hey, I got to ramp up for these next 12 weeks.
Cut weight.
I've been training this whole time. I'm like, yeah, that's the most baller thing I've ever heard.
Cal Ripken had a similar line, right? He played in a million games in a row. And he's like, it's much easier to stay in shape than to get in shape. Right. It makes perfect sense. And I prefer to, you know, my response to that is, yeah, I'm good. I don't need to worry about it. All right. Let's talk about the Rams and what's coming up on Monday. Mm-hmm. Matt Stafford is the guy, right? We know what we're going to get from Cooper Kupp. You know what you're going to get from Aaron Donald. You know Sony Michel is going to probably give you what he gives you just about every single week. The variable in this thing is Matthew Stafford, just the way that it was last year with Jared Goff, which brings us to this. Time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. This is enormous. Mm-hmm. If he lays an egg on Monday, if Matthew Stafford lays an egg on Monday, the Rams are dead. They are in such a terrible position come Monday night if they lose that game, because this is what are we talking about? We are exactly where you were. You're two picks poorer than you were before you did it. Not only does your quarterback look, he's 0-3 in the playoffs. I'm going to give you some numbers later on in the show that it is. You know what? I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah.
He is exactly the same quarterback you've seen for the last 3 weeks. By the way, he's turned the ball over 8 times in 3 weeks. 8 times in 3 weeks. Okay? In 3 playoff games, he's thrown 4 touchdown passes, and he's run for another. 5 touchdowns. That's really good. He's also thrown 3 interceptions and fumbled twice. That's 5 turnovers. They've also lost every single one of these games. They've also had the team that beat them get knocked out in the next game every single time.
So this is every playoff game that he's been in?
They lost to New Orleans in 2011. New Orleans out in the next round. They lose to Dallas in 2014. Yep. Dallas is out in the next round. They lose to Seattle in 2016. Seattle's out in the next round. So they're not losing to the team that goes on and wins the Super Bowl.
Right.
You're not losing to the team that goes and gets beat by the team that wins the Super Bowl. You're getting beat by guys that lose the very next game. There is no sell job on this. There is no, yeah, but. And I want you to listen to Matthew Stafford right here, because I couldn't agree less with this assessment when he's talking about the pressure that's coming along with this playoff game on Monday night. Okay, so Plaschke asked him, hey, do you feel more pressure? And he said, no, not really. You better, because the stakes are entirely different. The stakes for what you're walking into on Monday night are entirely different than the time with the Lions when you go out there against New Orleans, Dallas, and Seattle. And the biggest difference is the most obvious difference. The biggest difference is, when you're on the Detroit Lions, making the playoffs is a good season. It's gravy. He was there for a decade. They went 3 times. It's gravy. On this team, you need to go to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Winning on Monday isn't a woo, first playoff game. Yeah! It's a, all right, we've done exactly what Jared Goff did. Mm. We've done exactly what the team last year. Jared Goff had a bunch of screws in his thumb in that game. Okay, and he won the game. Let's not get it too twisted here. This is a huge deal for him, because if it doesn't work out, what are we talking about? We're worse than we were a year ago with Jared Goff, and got 2 fewer picks.
So I think there's Plaschke, by the way, asking the question. He also had a really good article this morning, LA Times. It just kind of talks about, like you, Trav, the pressure side of this. I did not know this. I didn't know that he was tied for the league lead with 17 interceptions. I did not know that.
Yep. He's also third in the league in yards, yards. It's the biggest mixed bag in the world.
So the reason why I bring that up is I think there is, we talked about this with Brandon Staley. I'm just using him as an example as a coach. You don't have to be the best coach in the NFL. But what you also can't be is the coach that makes decisions that ends up losing you the game. Can you find the middle ground? And I think that's the same with Matt Stafford. There's enough talent on this team. Cooper Kupp is breaking records left and right. The defense has, everywhere you look, there's a big-time name that's there. If you're Matt Stafford, the one thing you can't do is this. Just don't have those turnovers. You don't even have to go out there and throw 500 yards and 4 touchdowns in it. You don't have to do that. But what you also can't do is a pick six, and before you blink,
Amen.
You're down 10-0.
Amen now. Amen. Sean McVay called the pick sixes. They was asked, was it an occupational hazard? Come on, man. Come on, man. Really? He would never have said that about Jared Goff. Never. Mm-hmm. And now, because you decided, hey, number 16, he's the problem. The reason we're out is because he wasn't good enough. If you could only give me a guy that would stop doing that, okay. Occupational hazard. Come on, man. I love Sean McVay. I think the Rams could not have found a better guy for that job.
Apparently,
when they made
he
that
hates
hire
us.
5 years ago. Yeah, I guess so. But that when I read that, I mean, that was, you could probably hear my eyes rolling from here. That was just, stop. This is a huge game with an incredible amount of pressure. and he has never won a play. These are truths. These are not opinions. These are truths, Al. But these are things that they need to understand going into this game.
Trav, I think there's nothing wrong. Like, I wish Sean McVay took this type of an approach. First of all, it's not like Matt Stafford got in the league yesterday. He knows what the hell Monday means. He knows what the playoffs mean. He knows he's a 13-year vet in the NFL. I don't think you got to protect him. Like, I think if Sean McVay says, I think if McVay is coming out and listen, I'm not. Of course, he's going to protect as much as the Rams have all their stock in Matt Stafford. Sean McVay's got a lot of stock in Matt Stafford as well.
Yep.
I think it's okay for him to say, look, if we're going to win this game, we cannot throw interceptions. We cannot have turnovers. We have to win the turnover battle.
Anything anybody doesn't already know.
Yeah, and plus, again, it's not like you're protecting. If you're Kyler Murray and you don't have that much experience in the NFL, you haven't been around for X amount of years, you haven't gone to the playoffs X amount of times, maybe you treat that quarterback a little bit different who's making his, you know, making an appearance in the playoffs. I don't think you got to do it for Matthew Stafford.
It's pretty easy. Win. Don't throw picks. Win the game, and we can get excited about what's coming next, because this is the minimum bid, right? This is your price to sit at the table, is you got to win on Monday night. You have to win on Monday night, because otherwise this didn't work. Full stop. There's no yeah, but if they don't win on Monday night, this didn't work. It is as simple as that.
One more thing from Plaschke's article. I did not realize this. The three consecutive games with pick sixes. Aaron Rodgers has thrown three pick sixes in his career. I had no idea.
Better. That's better. Three in your career is better than no idea.
three consecutive weeks.
Better in three consecutive weeks. Yes, I agree with that. All right, the Raiders have the leadoff spot tomorrow. They're playing that first game against the Bengals. It's been a minute since either one of those teams won a playoff game. What was the world like the last time that happened? That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
That's a great prize. Full stop, right? That playoff,
we've
NFL
had such
playoff football,
clutch
Monday
prizes
night football,
lately.
SoFi Stadium? Come on, man. Dude, what are you going to get better than that? What's better than that right now? The answer is nothing.
We've had some really good prizes as of late, and you know, it's kind of weird. Here's this Monday night game coming up, and I have, you know, I've gotten zero invite from anybody. Nobody.
Well, no, I think nobody. People know your deal. You were kind of like the cooler walking around SoFi.
Public relations, nothing.
The whole Matthew Stafford kind of turning back into Detroit Matthew Stafford happened when you walked into the building. He was cruising along. He was an MVP candidate. They were 7-1. Everything was good with the universe. He's throwing touchdowns. He's not throwing interceptions. And then here comes old Sliwa through the gates at SoFi Stadium. Just got squeezed for $80 for parking. Now he comes in, and you very quickly tried to come in and out of the pregame show without being seen. All the people wanted to see you. And then next thing you know, pick
to
six
my
is
defense,
3 weeks in a row.
To my defense, at least it was the number one team in the AFC.
It turns out that's true.
You know, it was Tennessee, and we know how good they are, so at least that's my only defense. Yeah, but I've had zero invite. My plan was, the opportunity I thought in front of me was, I'll do pre and post from SoFi for the Lakers. That's what I thought. I thought I'd get a little bit
just
of everything.
Set up, look, hey, just go into the booth and say, hey, JP, hey Mo. Can you guys just move over, give me one of those headsets? I'm just going to knock out a little Laker pregame right here. You guys do the play-by-play for the Rams. I'll just come over here and I'll do a little Laker pre. I'm sure they would accommodate you. They're both very good guys.
Do I hear Sliwa in the background talking about Avery Bradley?
Avery Bradley's averaging, you know, 2.5 3-point shots per quarter over the last three games. And 1st and 10 Rams, Stafford to Cup. You can do both. Just knock them out simultaneously.
Sliwa was louder on the Avery Bradley stat than the touchdown call.
there's no chance, right? Just Al, what? I need you to tell me that there's no chance. There is no chance we get a repeat of last Sunday on Monday. That the SoFi Stadium, it's going to be blue, it's going to be yellow, it's going to be Rams fans, they're going to be fired up, it's going to be loud, it's going to be like the other seven home games we had this season, not the eighth and final one that they had on Sunday.
No, I think they'll be fine. I don't think the way – listen, the 49ers – It was a bad look for the Rams. I don't know how else you want me to put it. It was a bad look for the fan base. It was a bad look because they needed the fans in that game, close game, overtime. But I'll put all that to the side. No, I don't expect that to happen on Monday against Arizona. But I will say this, Trav, and I don't know, you know, how you feel about this. I think this is going to be a closer game than people think. I think the Rams will win the game. But if people think it's a two-score game in the fourth quarter and they get to just chill out and relax on Monday night, I don't feel it's going to be that.
Playoff games don't go like that very often. I mean, well, once in a blue moon, you'll get a runaway. But most of these playoff games – I'll give you an instance. Like, you look at the – well, you want some bad news?
Sure.
Now that I look at these numbers again, here are Matthew Stafford's three previous playoff games. Against New Orleans in 2011, 45-28, not close. Against Dallas in 2014, 24-20, very close, and quite frankly, bad call in that game. I know Sean McVay was talking about that's a game that they could have won, probably should have won if that call is made correctly. So, close game. Seattle in 2016, 26-6.
Was that in Seattle?
That was, yes.
If all you remember these, off the top
all
of your
these,
head. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
all of these are road games because they were all the Lions were always a wild card team. They never won that division, so they had to go on the road for all of those. So they're all on the road, but two of them kind of lopsided. And again, it's not apples to apples because the Lions suck, right? The Lions have sucked for 50 years. So it's not a perfect comparison, but, I mean, it is what it is, right?
Can I say this, too? Like, on the Stafford piece and the pressure coming into this game and – you know, you're being compared. Nobody wants to compare you to Jared Goff, but you're comparing how far did the Rams get with Jared Goff, and that comparison is just going to come up because you're either making progress or you're not. And I think for the Stafford piece of all this, to be honest with you, I think there's probably a lot of this where he's sitting to himself saying, man, this is a incredible scenario that I'm in. I know a lot of people are worried about part of the eight turnovers or whatever the case over X amount of games.
Three.
But at the same time, like, you got a home game. You're playing Arizona, and arguably your biggest win of the year was against the Cardinals.
Yep.
And let me just flip side of that. Arizona's biggest win this year was against the Rams, and it was at SoFi. But I think if you're Stafford, this is part of the media and fan base. We make a big deal out of things that maybe some other individual who we keep talking about doesn't make as big of a deal about. The stakes couldn't be any higher on Monday. But if you're Stafford, you're like, wait a minute, I get a home game. I'm playing Arizona, who I've already faced twice this year, so I have an idea what the hell I'm going up against. And we're supposed to win, where in all those games with the Lions, they weren't supposed to win. So I think he's also got to feel pretty good walking
into this game. Two things can be true at the same time. It's one of my favorite sayings. And two things are true. If you had 32 general managers and you said, do you want Jared Goff or do you want Matthew Stafford? 32 of those guys
agreed.
Would say, give me Matthew Stafford.
Agreed.
The Rams are also in exactly the same position they were a year ago, both with Jared Goff as their quarterback. Instead of Matthew Stafford. Both of those things are true at the same time. All right, we promise. I'm going to give you those Raider, what the world was like the last time the Raiders won, which is pretty wild. What the world was like the last time the Bengals won a playoff game. Let's just put it this way.
I wasn't born.
I couldn't buy drinks legally. It was a long time ago before that happened. But no,
World War One started.
877-710-ESPN. It was trench warfare. The Bengals on the fields of France digging trenches in World War One. That's what happened. Ask Lee next. 877-710-ESPN. Travis Lee, 710-ESPN. I like that this is becoming a regular thing here, Al. In fact, I have an idea. This is from Mason. He's got another Ask Slee for you. I think we should do an all-station Ask Slee one day. One from Ireland, Mason, Sedano, Cap, me, Emily, Jorge, Laura. Who else am I? Taylor, of course. Funchess. Like, just everybody here at the
Lindsay.
Lindsay, of course. Yeah, for Lindsay, too. Greg, Amanda. We just have everybody hit you with an Ask Slee. Are you up for that?
I'm up for it. I'm curious if they'll be like, yeah, that sounds boring. Alan's not
It'll be your
that
yearly
exciting.
Review.
I don't think so. I think they'd be fired up for it. Because remember, you're apparently the diva. Maybe that could be Ramona's absolutely
such a diva. Such.
All right, here we go. This is from Mace.
Where's my coffee?
If you could be rich or famous, okay, which would you pick? Hashtag Ask Slee.
That's actually a good question. Rich or famous? Give me the money. Yeah, I'll take the money.
Oh, did you even have to think about that? That's the easiest one in the world. Because quite frankly, the only reason to be famous is because of the money, right?
Yeah.
I've always said the best amount of famous is like PGA Tour famous that's not Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. Like Justin Thomas is the perfect amount of famous because he's got all the money he could ever want. Mm-hmm. He's famous enough that if you need something that only fame can get you, mm-hmm, you can throw around the "Do you know who I am?" card.
Yeah.
But you're also, he could go to the grocery store or a movie and no one's going to bother him. That's
funny.
The perfect amount.
This is what popped to my head when the question comes up, rich or famous. Immediately, how your head went, hey, you could still do this and walk into a Costco, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
For me, I was like, well, just give me a house by the ocean,
yep,
and give me a house up in the woods.
Right.
And I don't need to communicate with anyone other than my family after that. Like, I'm good.
I'm going to need the desert house. By the way,
I need
ocean, desert, and mountain. I need Tahoe, Palm Springs, and Malibu.
This is where you and I differ. You want the Palm Springs house. I don't want the Palm Springs house.
Yeah, no, I want that.
You
too.
Want desert? Come out to El Cajon. Come out there. 30 minutes inland of San Diego.
There's a reason people don't go on vacation in El Cajon. There's a reason people do go on vacation in Palm Springs.
They're putting up a Ritz Carlton in El
Cajon. Ritz Carlton Santee. I think perfect. I think that's their next area they're going to expand.
Mace, first of all, Mace, appreciate you. I appreciate you kind of getting in on this. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right, to the phones for our next Ask Slee. We go all the way to Sacramento, your favorite people in the world, Slee. Justin in Sacramento, hashtag Ask Slee. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Two things. First of all, in and out order, 3x3 meal, grilled onions, 2 fries, and a chocolate shake.
Damn.
Now to the Ask Slee. Slee,
boy, he's doing
when you
work.
Decided to go to prison and you're going to get in a bar fight that night, are you just to walk up to some random victim and say, are we going to do this? Or are you going to take the beer out of his hand and smash him over the head and get into it? Hashtag Ask Slee.
Thank you,
appreciate
Justin.
It, Justin. It's a very, very fair question. Let me say that off the bat. And the first time I contemplated the slammer was the Rage Against the Machine concert at USC. So that's when this kind of all started. How do I get into it? Usually I don't start the fight. Usually, Trav, if I'm a couple drinks in, I need something to ignite the fight. I need somebody to be
Can't it just be the look on somebody else's face? I don't like the look on that guy's face. I'm going to go fix it for him.
I need somebody to cut in front of me at the bar and just try to get the bartender's attention. I need something to ignite it. I'm not going to be the one, the instigator, but at the end of the day,
all right, here comes another one. I like this. I like the food ones,
Wait,
of course.
Didn't
this
the NBA ban that from the
Yeah,
Kings?
We'll get to that later.
Taylor,
yeah,
you're banned.
It's not banned on Travis and Steve.
Taylor, you are
I'll
banned.
Tell you that.
No, bro, Taylor, the last thing, the last lane you want to take in L.A. is this lane of I'm going to make Laker fans upset at me. I don't know if that's the smartest lane. I don't know if that's the smartest lane.
You're fine. Don't worry about it, Taylor. You are 100% good. You should get nothing but foreigner songs for the rest of the day. I think that should be our new angle. John,
yeah, no, let's just mock the Lakers.
Not mocking the Lakers. We're mocking
That's a
you.
Good angle.
We're mocking you. This is what you don't understand, that you take it personally. The Lakers are fine. I don't think the Lakers are sweating Sacramento too much as Alan Slee would.
You don't think Laker fans were watching that game saying, are
these, but they're not as angry
are
about
these
it
sons
as you are.
Of
it's like they did it to your mom or your sister or something. I've never seen something so personal in my life.
Swing at anybody.
All right, John says, you have to eat one type of berry for the rest of your life. Do you choose strawberry, blueberry, raspberry, blackberry, or boysenberry? You get one berry, Slee. What are you going with?
All right, let me eliminate a couple right out the gate.
Okay.
Blackberry and raspberry got to go for me. First of all, the seeds are everywhere. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm chewing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Sand?
That's perfect. Gravel. Okay.
Yeah, it's a little gritty.
I think it comes down to two for me. It's between strawberry and blueberry. And I'm going to – look at you. I don't, why the hands up here?
Because you got it right. I'm just shocked.
But I think we're going to go opposite paths on this one.
I don't know. Go ahead.
I think I know where you're leaning, and I'm leaning the other way. Blueberry's a go-to. Blueberry's a very, very solid, underrated in the berry family. They could go anywhere, and I'm going to go blueberry.
Yeah, I think I would too, because strawberries.
I thought you were going to go strawberry.
Yeah. No, because you see me when we were back in the studio for breakfast. Mm-hmm. I have my granola with what? Strawberries and blueberries, right? Those are the two things that are in that yogurt. But the good part about the blueberry is you get a little tart every once in a while. Strawberries are always sweet. They're always sweet. Like blueberries, you can get them a little tart, and they're just.
Let me tell you.
They also spoil so quickly. Strawberries spoil like that.
Let's not skip through the part of you want a handful of blueberries? Just get in there a handful. You want to throw some blueberries in some cereal? Throw them in there. You can put it. They're versatile.
And they freeze. Strawberries don't freeze great. Blueberries freeze really, really well.
And so I would know about spoiled food, so let's just say that.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Emily hasn't plugged in her fridge.
Darbo.
Plugged it in.
Yeah, got some Freon flowing through that thing again. Hashtag Ask Slee. Do you have your phone on you, Al? You're going to need your phone for this.
Yeah.
Okay. What app is on the top left of Slee's home screen, and what four apps are in the bottom bar?
Top left is my text messages.
That, as it should be. Okay. Good.
Bottom four is making a phone call, email, Google, and my camera.
Oh, okay. So we have
camera doesn't need to be there. Camera.
That's the one I don't have. I have my calendar. Okay, we have the exact same setup except for everybody. If you don't have your messages, your iMessage or whatever your texting app is on your phone in your upper left corner, we can't be friends. That's like one of those tells that you're letting the rest of the world know that you're operating completely differently. I need your text messaging app upper left on your home screen.
There's a lot of notes here, or there's a lot of apps here too that I just never use. Nothing.
Yeah. When was the last time you used Numbers on your phone, and why won't it let me delete it? Those are the questions that I need to know. One more. Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo. I think I got that right. Will Slee will be willing to shave both eyebrows if it guaranteed championships for the Lakers, Rams, and Dodgers this year? Would you go eyebrowless for an entire year to win all three of those titles?
No, and I'm going to tell you why. Because all three have really good front offices. Lakers just won a championship a year ago, little over a year ago. Dodgers are set up. They've been set up for 10 years. It looks like they're set up for another 10 years. And the Rams are all in every 30 minutes, so I think they'll be fine. I'm keeping my eyebrows.
Yeah, eventually that what's the last year of the poker guy? What's the last card? Is it the river?
Yeah.
Okay, so eventually that river card for the Rams is going to be the one they need, and they're going to win. They're going to keep throwing them in there, and they're going to get it eventually. Dodgers and Lakers, I don't have to worry about them too much. All right, Ask Slee, it's brought to you by Harrah's Resort SoCal, voted best resort in Funner, California. From dining to unwinding, a trip to Funner, California is always a win. Are you game for a getaway? Start planning your trip by visiting harrahssocal.com. Two things. We're going to talk about what the world was like the last time the Raiders won a playoff game. And let me ask you this, Rams fans. Anything other than a win on Monday is what? That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.